98.9 The Buzz and Spisano and Sandy.
This is a perfect topic. And if you could call up with your advice, opinion, and wisdom on this, a good friend of mine posted something on Facebook, which I was like, wow, is that still happening? She was remarking on how when she was very young in high school, a high school guidance counselor advised her not to be a doctor.
Wow.
Because she also wanted to start a family. That was big on her priority list. And this counselor told her, listen, you can't have both. Yeah. You either are a doctor or a mother. That's not fair to the profession if you try to do both.
And this was how long ago?
This was like 30 years ago, she said. So she's like, at that time, it was a different mindset. We were in a different place. Okay, fine. But she was remarking on how she just heard a young college girl get that same advice from a male professor. So that brings up the question, is there some validity to that? Is it true? You can have it all? Are there some professions that you need to not go after if you want to be a mom too?
I'm going to say, and this might sound like a cop-out, but I think every job, it's hard to have a family in any job. I don't care what it is. There's an equal stress on your life when you have a job. If you did not have a job, but you need one, right?
Yeah.
Most households need two incomes. In a perfect world, right? So therefore, it's taken away half of your time, your fun, your parenting, you know, that your time with your kids. So I don't think any job is suitable to have a family.
So if you were to give advice to somebody in high school, senior in high school, trying to figure out what they want to do, 222-2899, with all your wisdom, what advice would you give? Can you really have both? Can you be the best, in this case, mom, but let's say parent, can you be the best parent and also the best employee? There's somebody that has to take the foot off the gas in a relationship when you start having kids. Like, I wasn't as focused on career growth because I had to focus on being mom.
Hi, DeBuzz. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. Chime in on this. What do you think?
I think that where there's a will, there's a way. Like, if you really have a passion for something, you can make it work.
So is it what do you do for a living? And do you have kids?
I have one daughter.
Okay.
And she is a very rambunctious 7-year-old. I work at a school for special needs. So, I mean, I'm at school when she's at school, but I also work at a residential home. And, I mean, it's just, what is your passion?
Huh. So what advice would you give? And what age are you? Like, what age group?
I'm 37.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what advice would you give that senior going into college trying to figure out what they want to do with their life?
Just figure out what you're passionate about, whether it's working with people, if you're not a people person, like you could do something else.
I like that.
You can have it all. Yeah. So you're saying you can have it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, DeBuzz. What's your generation? How old are you?
47.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
in your wisdom now, what advice would you give?
That women just have to accept that we cannot be everything. We can't have this like amazing career all the time and have our kids be great all the time. And, you know, you have to accept the fact that everything doesn't need to be perfect. Because it's not going to be. It's just not.
Mm.
So you can't have it all. What advice would you give somebody? In this case, the Facebook post from a friend of mine saying that she overheard a college professor telling a young college student, listen, if you want to start a family and be a great mom, chill out on grad school. You can't have it all.
And that just happened.
Yeah.
But it happened to the same person 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sad that that's the mentality. So I would hope that that would have changed over time. But, you know, I have two daughters and I have two sons, and I tell them all the time, the best thing you can be is happy. If you have to do what makes you happy. And, you know, sometimes things get put to the side because you're working on other things or you're trying to do, you know, you can't be everything all the time. You can't be everywhere all the time. And we will be happier if we would just accept that.
Would you honestly say if your career was stunted when you had kids?
Yeah, but that was my choice because I stopped working with my youngest. And, you know, and that's okay. I decided early on I either wanted to be a mom or a career person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did both. And, you know, I found joy in being a mom more than working. But, you know, everybody has to work. It's not, you know, I didn't marry a millionaire.
There's no job which makes it easy to have kids. It's either.
It is really true. Especially nowadays. Yeah,
it's every job makes it hard, you know.
It does. Like, you sacrifice. There's always a sacrifice. And, you know, there's always going to be something that gets missed or. But again, if you just realize that you can't be perfect, you know, you can't be perfect. Yeah. It's physically impossible.
Oh, thank God.
You know, it is. You can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for
accept it. It's good.
Thanks so much for joining in on Generations this morning. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Kay, too. Thanks for listening to The Buzz. We are everything all the time, by the way.
Yeah, we are.
We are perfect.
Hi, The Buzz. So you're a doctor, huh?
Hi, yeah.
Yes.
My name's Diana. I just wanted to, I guess, comment on the initial story about how someone was encouraged not to go to medical school.
Did this happen to you?
No, I mean, I think it's definitely possible. It is 30 years later, I guess, from the original story. But I am 28. Mm-hmm. I went to medical school out of college. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids yet, and I do definitely work a lot now. But it's not, you know, it didn't deter me from going to medical school. And I still think there's still time for me to, you know, have kids in the future. And so I think if, again, kind of what the last caller was saying, if what, you know, you should pursue your passion and you shouldn't let what your passion is deter you from having kids or vice versa. I don't know what.
Yeah, because you figure it out, right? Yeah. If you're going for what you want, you will figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of my colleagues have had kids in medical school, mm-hmm. which is hard, and have had it in residency, which is, you know, after you graduate and you are definitely working longer than 40 hours a week, you know, it's possible. I have, it hasn't happened for me yet, but it's not deterring me.
I would think if you have a good support system around you, too. Like, that's one of the reasons why I stay in Rochester, because mama and dad are right there if I need them. And that is so key. Like, now it is really, truly, it takes a village to raise our kids. Whereas before, maybe when this woman got the advice 30 years ago, we weren't leaning on each other that much, right? I don't remember my friends' moms driving me anywhere. Mm. If my mom couldn't make a point to drive me, then I wasn't going to wherever.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now we're like, hey, anybody want to drive my kid to practice? Because I'm desperate, right?
And again, that's part of how you figured it out. I mean, look at you and I have jobs where we've never put our children on the bus in their entire school careers.
Yeah, but we're not doctors. I mean, a doctor, as in, you are constantly teaching and learning and, right? I'm assuming you have to keep up with everything. That is, I can only imagine how many hours in the office and out of the office.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you had said earlier, every job is hard, and it's definitely time-consuming now, but there's a period in the future where my hours will be lower, and I think that will be the time that I'm better.
And a little more stable, right? Yeah. Well, you said you're 28. You got a lot of time.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Thanks for listening to Generations on Suzanne and Sandy. Appreciate it.